Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Ed Asner joining us on this Wednesday edition, fourth day of October 2006. In the next segment, talk about 9/11, the New World Order, and national demonstrations against the overthrow of the Bill of Rights on Friday. He's joining us in the next segment. We'll be with us about 20, 30 minutes, and we'll go to your calls, I promise. We've got news here where they're arresting young children for having toy guns and charging them with terrorism, mainstream news. We have people that calmly tell Dick Cheney on the side of the street that they're against the war. He has them arrested. It's just masses of news. And, yeah, the big Foley scandal, it really starting to blow up because of the cover-up. And we'll be covering that today. Huge broadcast, two more hours left. Yesterday, we had William Crystal, the demon, one of the chief neocon strategists, an arrogant shyster. This is a Joseph Goebbels would-be, as Kevin Smith confronted him. And by far, you know, Kevin and Aaron did great jobs there, but they were not the only people there. There are other audio clips of people standing up, asking questions, confronting him. We're going to put some of those on the web this afternoon or this evening for you as well. Here is the rest of the audio clip we were playing where Aaron Dykes has his video camera. He's sitting up in the middle rows. And he has police already standing around him. They know who he is, obviously. And he begins to bring up real questions, and then they escort him out. Now, they were saying leave him until he brings up Bilderberg Group. When he brought up Bilderberg, it was like a vampire having holy water thrown on him. Here it is.
Mr. Steinberg, do you support a preventive war against Iran?
Excuse me, gentlemen.
I believe you wrote a paper on the subject.
Excuse me. We have a speaker here who's answering the question. We're going to have an answer.
Do you want to answer the question yourself?
I'd be happy to answer any questions you'd like. Right now, the speaker's going to answer the question.
What was your opinion on having a war with Iran after the 2006 Bilderberg meeting where you colluded with Rockefeller?
Okay. Officer, I would like you to escort this gentleman out.
Why don't you stand up and come out with me right now?
I have to leave because of the First Amendment, or why am I being kicked out?
We're going to discuss it out there.
What are we going to discuss?
Stand up.
Iran's
going to
be a huge challenge.
Why? Can you tell me now why I need to stand up and leave?
I'll talk to you outside. Let's go up the aisle. Let's go out into the lobby. Are you coming with us, sir?
I'll be escorted out as well.
You're leaving on your own. I'm not escorting you.
Okay. Well, I'm leaving as well.
So there you have it. And you can see photos and videos of that. Already the Daily Texan had a big cover story on it. You can read that at InfoWars.com right now. No Prison Planet has gotten it up yet. But we will be adding to that story later this afternoon some concise play-by-play chronology for everybody and a video report for everyone. We'll upload it to YouTube or Google Video, depending on how long the piece is. But, again, I can only commend Aaron and Kevin, everybody that went. I like the headline, Protest Insults, Disrupt Crystal 9/11 Speech. And it happened wave after wave after wave. I'm told there were about six different waves. So we basically totally took over this event, and we've had a lot of the other elitists, like Kissinger, set up meetings at UT, a key public affairs school, and then have to cancel them. And Crystal will think twice next time before he slithers back into town. And folks stood up with huge banners multiple times saying 9/11 was an inside job and then being escorted out during the speech. Doing this will back them off, if we do it enough, from carrying out another 9/11. If everywhere they go, where they're saying, we know you did it, which is happening now, it'll back them off. Or it may cause them to launch an even bigger attack. Ed Asner coming up.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's a trooper, and the neocon stereotype of him is a lie and a fraud. I have to admit, I remember about 10 years ago, I bought the fraud about Ed Asner. But over the years, I learned what his real ideas were, and he's a great man. We're honored to have him with us. He's aware of vaccines. He's aware of global corruption. He's aware of so many issues, and it's always wonderful to have him with us. He's here with us for about 22 minutes until the bottom of the hour. Of course, really, he doesn't need an introduction. He's won many of the top awards in television and film, and he's had some of the top television shows in the country, as well as scores and scores of top roles in Hollywood productions. But I believe he'll be known long after, you know, we're all gone for his energetic, focused, dynamic activism. And here he is today, recovering from hip surgery, still joining us, promoting the World Can't Wait global demonstrations against the regime. And, you know, old liberal professors, as one pundit said, if you try to cut their welfare, you know, funds by 2%, we'll call you a fascist. We're not throwing that term around. This is true fascism. Secret arrest, secret torture for citizens, end of the country, the president telling the courts he's above the law. For the first time, we're really having to consider, I think I'll stay here, but I might have to evacuate my family. I mean, they literally And even mainstream pundits and legal scholars are admitting that this is dictatorship. They overturned the entire Bill of Rights. It's still there. We still have those rights. But they claim we no longer have rights. They claim that Bush is a dictator. Now, they can claim black people are slaves again. It doesn't make it so. We have a right to fight and a duty, an organic, God-given right. But I wanted to get Ed Asner's take on this very dark days. Mr. Ed Asner, thank you for joining us.
Well, after that glowing introduction, I think I'll go home now. Thank you very much for those lovely words, and may I throw them back at you in terms of addressing you. I think you've done a fantastic job. You've really put the 9/11 issue on the map. And if anybody demonstrates an example of non-intimidation, it's you.
Well, I'm just trying to survive, Asner, just like you are, sir. I mean, we have to do what we're doing, and I think people are finally, you said that before, you know, we have a duty to do this, and getting involved is something we've got to do. What did you think on Friday when they abolished the Bill of Rights?
Well, I stood in dumb amazement, or sat in, I collapsed in dumb amazement to watch, I believe, 12 Democrats, some who I've avidly supported in the past, feel that this bill was a continuation of democracy. It is disgusting and revolting to me to see that members of the party I generally support can find logic in having voted for this bill.
Well, we know Bush was twisting arms to get this done. It says if you don't give total allegiance to the, quote, government, i.e. Bush, that you can be arrested as an enemy combatant. They can designate citizens as enemy combatants. It literally eviscerates the linchpin habeas corpus.
Of course. It is the same process by which they threw the Patriot Act of, what, 600 pages, and Congress had to vote on it immediately, and so they caved in like the weak chaff they are. And gave this administration, this president, all the power he needed to begin this, what ended up in the abolition of the Bill of Rights.
What about a repeal? 3 years ago, Bush got blanket vaccine maker liability protection passed, and then when people found out about it, they had to repeal it. The media lied or bought Bush's lies and said it doesn't affect U.S. citizens. Now all the legal scholars have looked at it. It states it four times in the legislation. Do you think it's a good idea, Mr. Asner, to call for a repeal of this legislation?
Oh, absolutely. And my fear is, referring to this weak branch of Democrats, is that when they get into power, and this is the way this country seems to be moving all the time, the Republicans create draconian laws, the Democrats get in there, and they remove half of it, but we'll still be stuck with some of it.
Yeah, they'll put some perfume on it to make their constituents go home and shut up while using it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a constant etching away at our Bill of Rights, at our freedoms in this country. And I am amazed and shocked that at the apologists, the bright people, I hear them on the radio talking in support of, well, this truly makes the president strong and he will do right. This is horrendous.
Well, it's very dangerous, and it's exactly what the founders warned us of. During a crisis, the man on the white horse, give me dictatorial power. Did you see Gonzales Chatterjee literally shake, physically shook his finger and said, judges, you don't get involved in this, and there's a subsection of executive power in the bill saying judges aren't allowed to hear cases related to the president's activities?
Really? I wasn't aware of this. I didn't read any fine print. But it doesn't surprise me coming from Gonzales, who has been the pit bull for this administration ever since he got in, ever since he served the president when he was governor.
Well, he also served with Enron. This guy has quite a pedigree.
Yeah. Well, he is about as enlightened and as democratic as Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court.
Well, there's no excuses now. They have eight of the nine members of the court. Everybody thought, oh, the Supreme Court has thrown out Bush's saying he's dictator. And I said, watch out, folks. They're saying he's got to go to the House. He's got to go to the Senate. He's got to go to the legislative. And Bush went there and did that. Some are saying that he did this so that when the Democrats get in, they can't go after him with indictments of his officials for torture and secret arrest and warrantless wiretapping, which also passed Friday. I forgot to mention that. But I think that's only a part of it. I think they want to use this against the American people. But give me your take on the president giving himself retroactive immunity in this bill as well.
You know, I'm aghast. You asked me for my opinion, and I'm busy retching in the background. No, it's horrible. And he was in town last night, by the way, and the west side of Los Angeles was totally paralyzed in traffic because the security this guy needs. Oh, by the way, he was here to give an award to a high school student whose great merit. In achieving this award is in promoting joining the military. So I must admit that these people are brilliant in the fact that they take the average, normal goodwill of Americans and they twist it around their crotch so that they become supine and immobile and cannot reverse the process immediately, cannot react immediately. This is the way the Democrats in Congress have reacted, and above all, the genius of having the three big veterans on the Republican side opposing this president and acting like they will not let that law be passed as he wishes it, and then in the end to create a smokescreen for passage of essentially what he wanted. I think the diabolical cleverness of this.
Oh.
I feel that that we gullible innocents cannot possibly, until we get down and scrape the slime and cover ourselves in camouflage and perform exactly the same way, are we going to be able to convince and defame them and expose them.
Well, you just said it, Ed Asner. You literally stole my thunder. That was my next question. Is the slickness of McCain, the Keating Five, the phony up there saying, I'm going to get you, Bush, in the media last week on the eve of the vote, going, Bush has been defeated, and then they hand him, folks, we're not joking here, literal dictator power, and the media calls it a defeat for Bush.
Yeah. I mean, we are lied to constantly in this form of fashion. And what people don't even realize about John McCain, who is somehow being pushed forward as the great neglected hero of the Republican Party. This man, at last count, had the third most conservative record among Republicans in the Senate. Now, what kind of man on a white horse is that?
And by that you mean the whole modern neo-fascist phony conservatism, because I think it's too kind to even let them call themselves conservatives.
Absolutely. My statement always used to be conservatives are necessary because they are needed to conserve the advances that liberals make.
Well, all I know is this. Bush spending more money than all presidents before him combined. Bush rampaging around, butchering the Bill of Rights. There's nothing conservative about it.
No. And a true Republican would say that. They stand in amazement. The fiscal conservative Republicans stand in amazement at what this man has done.
Ed Asner, where do you see it going? I mean, I was telling you during the break that I'm having to consider for my family at least evacuation. I mean, they're arresting people that calmly say, I don't like the war, to Dick Cheney, and he tells the Secret Service, arrest him. They're arresting, I mean, this country is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, do you think we could end up with Bush having everybody arrested?
Why not? Now, no democracy in the world has ever been safe. It has always been eroded from within. And if only people would concentrate that, first of all, nobody wins a war on terror. You may diminish it, but you don't win it. And secondly, I think that the greatest terrorism putting aside the fact that we did lose 3,000 in 9/11, but the greatest terrorism has come from our government itself.
It has. Ed Asner, we got a break. Final segment with the legendary actor and activist Ed Asner. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at naturals-salt-lamps.com. That's naturals-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
All right, Ed Asner, our guest. I want to be clear about this. Just because Bush announced he's dictator and announces he's had dictator powers, which he's done if you've been paying attention, doesn't mean it's the case. It's key for us to come out in force, to come out, conservative, liberal, populist, it doesn't matter, freedom lovers, and say no. And that's why Ed Asner joins us today, because he cares. He's trying to get people mobilized to speak out and get involved with the world can't wait tomorrow. Tell us about it, sir.
It is a simple declaratory statement that designed to drive out the Bush regime, if that is all possible. It seems to be imploding on itself with this latest PageGate.
Did we lose Mr. Asner there, guys?
Hello?
Yeah, your phone cut out for a moment.
Please, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. You said it seems to be imploding. Go ahead.
With this latest PageGate. But here we are gaining constant rumors about the potential of an air attack on Iran.
And by the way, sir, I think this whole Page story coming out will accelerate the chances that Bush will attack Iran to smokescreen it.
Yes, they need a distraction, and that's what's driving this country nuts, is because their perfidy and their stumbling commission of sin constantly needs this constant feed of distraction.
Why is it 90% of the time there's a pervert scandal? It's a Republican. I mean, I'm not even a Democrat. I'm wondering why so many of them are perverts.
There must be some secret honey that attracts them into this group, because it certainly sounds from what I've been reading that there's an enormous cabal of these guys.
That's it.
We're tolerating each other.
I agree. I mean, it's like a club, and you've got to be one of the sickos to join it.
And I wonder if the Republicans are feeling a little twitchy with their constant stress on family values.
I just think it's disgusting. Where do you see things going? Do you think some scandal could bring down Bush? Do you think the Democrats will win control? And do you think they'll have the nerve to actually start impeachment? What do you see happening?
The ground drive towards impeachment certainly doesn't seem to be going anywhere now. But I think he will indeed create an act, now being empowered by this by this passage of the bill last Friday, by the Patriot Act in general, by the terrible descent into anarchy of what's happening in Afghanistan and Iraq. I think he is truly a cornered rat, and will have to resort to some flaming distraction. And Iran seems to be a better and better result.
But on the road to that, and I agree, Iran's probably what they're going to do. On the road to that, do you think that Bush could have his minions or one of the private corporations that are allied with him stage some event?
Well, what I mean, we have been so tricked before and are aware of the trick. I mean, even if you want to call Pearl Harbor a staged event. But from that point on, the Grenada invasion, the Panama, the Iraq invasion,
Tonkin.
Vietnam, for God's sake, the Tonkin Gulf episode. If sufficient of our people aren't aware of the capability of duplicity on the part of government in staging this crap, then we deserve the government we get.
Well, you know, Jesse Ventura, former Navy SEAL, former governor, pretty colorful guy, he told me he's left the country. He thinks it's gone. Bush, he says fascism's taking over. This is last Monday. And he went further on 9/11, bringing up Northwoods and saying it could be an inside job. Do you think that's at least a good sign that more people are going public?
Well, from what I hear, Alex, there's an enormous swell of people who have watched Loose Change, who listen to you, who certainly are convinced that something is terribly unkosher there. I mean, look at what Kane himself did, former Governor Kane, in participating in that travesty that ABC put on. Now, where is the man's shame? And if that doesn't discredit him and his work on the 9/11 Commission, I don't know what should.
No, you're right. I mean, certainly Bill Clinton is no lamb here. But, I mean, compared to Bush, he has zero connection to 9/11 compared to Bush.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, you got Bush actually pulling the levers, and then Clinton. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, we're not even talking about the horrendous concern about the voting machines come November 7th.
Well, Mr. Ed Asner, I know that you're very busy. Would you like to stay 2 or 3 more minutes and talk about the voting machines? Or if you need to leave, I'll let you go.
I'll take 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, we'll go to break. We'll come back and let Mr. Asner comment on the voting machines. We're honored to have him. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. Infowars.com is the website. Prisonplanet.com as well. We're fighting the globalists turning this planet into a prison planet. Ed Asner with us just for a few more minutes. We're, again, very honored to have him with us today. Protest all over the country and the world tomorrow to drive out the criminal Bush regime. Listen, either drive them out or we're going to have to leave the country. I mean, it's gotten down to that. But I wanted to get your comment on the electronic voting machines, Mr. Asner. But first, since you brought up Foley had emails that Fox News had, the Washington Post had, a bunch of other publications had them, and they decided not to run with them. Turns out Hastert didn't know a year ago. He knew 2 years ago. There were Republicans that would send pages over late night to have dinner with Foley as some type of weird, sick gift. Again, it's like Nixon. It's not even the crime. It's the cover-up. But the stuff these guys are doing makes Nixon look like a choir boy. Can you comment on the magnitude of the cover-up?
Well, I can only, you know, what I read. And of course, the Internet is filled with potential involvement by many congressmen and peripheral politicians in this web of good old boyism,
But mainstream news.
I'm merely going to wait and see what the press, which has been so supine in the past, will do to uncover the scandal. That look how long it took to get Abram off.
Well, I agree, but the mainstream news is having to admit that they did have the emails months ago. The mainstream news is having to admit that Hastert did lie. I mean, last week Hastert said, it's ridiculous, no one's ever heard of this, to the Washington Post. I mean, he's a congenital liar, and even the Washington Times is calling for him to step down.
It was like Condoleezza Rice said that she never heard that from George Tenet.
And then all the memos come out.
And
they're not getting in trouble either. Woodward's new book should sink every one of them.
Of course. I just want to stress, I mean, the two things that
sure.
Because I do have to go. But tomorrow's October 5th, and there is a World Can't Wait demonstration in about 150 cities in L.A. It'll begin at Pershing Square and end up at the Federal Building. And it will, its strict purpose is to at least we will gather and know that we're not alone, that there are thousands of us who wish to drive out this bunch of bandits.
It will also force the press to report on the fact that there were demonstrations nationwide demanding that he leave office or be impeached. In closing, you wanted to comment on the electronic voting machines. I wanted to get your take on these frauds.
Well, Barbara Boxer and Chris Dodd, I believe, have put forward a bill in the Senate, and, you know, God knows it probably will get nowhere. But it's calling for paper ballots for the election. And I don't think we're going to get a clean vote in this country, a guarantee of a vote. I don't know how much infamy it takes for Diebold to be discounted as an accurate operator for voting machines. They're continually surprised at the error that the errors that can be committed, the skullduggery that can be in San Diego. They found that poll workers took the machines home overnight, for God's sake. So unless we get paper ballots in this country, I would want to challenge every election, every municipality that votes in terms of the skullduggery that can be performed in terms of those machines.
Well, in closing, think of the train of events we've seen. Clear election stolen in 2000, clearly stolen, appointed president again back in 2000, then stolen in 2004, declaring himself dictator, overturning the Bill of Rights. These guys are going for broke, folks. We've got to stop them. And now the neocons have come out and said, oh, we had problems in 2000. Problems, yes, stealing. Now they're saying there'll be record problems this year, and that's because they're going to be running their scams. But the good news is, Mr. Asner, as you know, now we're not being laughed at when we talk about election fraud. Now 90%+ of Americans in polls know that there's fraud going on and do not trust these Diebold and Sequoia and Hardiner Civics machines, and a lot of that is because of your activism and others. So we salute you for your work, and we appreciate you coming on.
Well, I just want to say that all of the people who doubt this, who cannot believe that anything untoward happened in 9/11, that there was no failure of duty, that the voting machines cannot be possibly, they can't do these things. These people are living in the America of the past, and hopefully all of this will wake them up and say that we are dealing with a new America, and we must be alert and vigilant and aggressive.
Well, you're right, Mr. Asner. On my Sunday syndicated show I do, I had a couple callers call in who were supposedly conservatives and said that I was a liar, that 6166 did not affect citizens, and that it didn't get rid of habeas corpus, even when all the major papers were reporting that. They just can't believe it. They think we're liars.
I know. I think it's because it goes against the myth.
It does go against the myth. Well, we've got to shatter that myth. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me. Keep up the great work.
You too, sir. God bless. All right, there goes that Asner. I know we've got a lot of callers here. In fact, where did my little printout go? You know, I could have my callers up on the computer screen in here on Instant Messenger. They're up in Minnesota. I'm down in Texas. But if I ever put a computer in here, which I tried again, I start surfing and looking at it and reading things, and I never get anything done. So I write down who the callers are, and I did find it. Bill and Johnny and Cliff and James and James and others. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to your calls right now. And then I'm going to get into Foley, the latest on that, because normally we don't talk about sex scandals. They're a diversion. They're a distraction when it's some Hollywood person or some, you know, bull. But when it's part of the pervert ring that runs Washington, we do focus on it because these people run child kidnapping rings. I mean, it was in mainstream news in the 80s that they found huge CIA bases in the suburbs, you know, with all the snuff films and the rest of it. I mean, it's so horrible, though. I mean, folks, if you think Foley hitting on 16-year-olds, which is perverted and illegal, is bad, it's light years worse, folks. It's Dutroux type stuff in Belgium. It's starving toddlers to death. It's blowing their heads off. I just can't believe it either, but it's true. I mean, you know, normal people, it doesn't compute. You go, what? 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 Well, who else would carry out 9/11? Psychopathic killers are in control. When you go to these events and you're around these people, and you're around people like Crystal and others, I mean, you're literally next to Hitler. You're next to Stalin. And if you studied history, you know elites are always in a really weird, sick stuff. And then I've got all these other articles here. I mentioned this in the first hour. And I'm going to get to it in the third, and I will spend some time on it. I don't say this for potty humor. I don't say this as a little snicker, little joke. I got over flatulence jokes when I was about 10. But this is BBC, AP, Ananova, police hunt farting dissident. Now, folks, I'm not kidding about this. And it goes right along with Cheney ordered a man arrested for saying he didn't like the war to him. It goes right along with young students being charged with terrorism for having plastic toy guns. Just having them. Now it's terrorism, see. This is in the stack today. And Steve Watson's unbelievable report, totally shattering, total proof, the video released last Friday of Muhammad Atta, one of the other supposed hijackers, totally fake. Ironclad documented. And Paul Watson putting out a supplement on what his brother wrote yesterday. The idiots, the government, had already played this on TV before. 2 years ago. And they thought we wouldn't notice. They thought we wouldn't pick up that it had been in a docudrama. It's fake. Ha! I mean, they're so bold. They're so bold. All right, I said I'd go to calls. Let's do it. Bill in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
No problem, and I'll try to make it quick. I do a lot of traveling in my servicing, and I noticed in Austin people going by and taking down license plate numbers who work for the city at parking meters. So I said, oh, okay, and then I noticed them doing it to non-parking meters, and I confronted them and asked them about privacy, and they basically said, there's no privacy in Austin. And I spent about 4 hours on the phone.
Sir, we have hundreds of microphones, thousands of cameras, total surveillance. Yeah, it's a hellhole. But, sorry, go ahead.
Well, anyway, so they said, well, you know, it's part of the court. So I spent about 4 hours getting different people, and they're all saying, oh, no, we don't keep track of that. And then I was working in San Antonio at a private business, and the people were running late, so I couldn't do my job. So I'm outside waiting. And I noticed this guy writing down license plate number, so I went up and asked him, and he goes, oh, yeah, that's what I do. I get paid to walk back and forth here and write down the license plate number every 15 minutes.
And that's so they know who was parked there, and then that's all entered into data. That's why they want RFID and all the inspection stickers to track everywhere you drive and tax you, which then pays for it all. And then, just like Google maps the cyber universe, the real world, everything will be mapped and constantly tracked. Your cell phone tracks you down to 3 feet. Your computers now with built-in microphones are listening to you. Mainstream news. They just announced, oh, we're listening to you now. Random computer keyword. Oh, I mean, see, it's worse than 1984. And the general public's going, well, Rush Limbaugh told me everything's all right.
And the last thing I had is I was doing some work for LCRA.
Oh, boy, they're evil.
And so I like to check out the paperwork that's in the trash can.
Lower Colorado River Authority. Should be land and water grabbing syndicate, but go ahead.
Well, they showed maps where they would like to, I don't know if it's law or not, but they would like to confiscate all of the land that people own along the Colorado River.
Oh, well, they'd publicly been announcing that, but I wish you would have free-dealed, as they say, that they'd already thrown it away. That map would have been a succulent addition to the web.
Well, I tried, but unfortunately my escort came back after going to the John.
Oh, yes, your escorts. The mafia always has escorts around their facilities. Every major road, every major state road, every farm road, interstate, federal highways, state highways, 10 miles on each side, all the land, if they wish, can be taken and given to their buddies. And the Lower Colorado River Authority has their own SWAT teams now. And I didn't even know who they were until I found out they were trying to get me off the air in 98. You ever heard me tell that story?
No.
Yeah, I was at KJFK, and the general manager comes in, who liked me, liked the show. He goes, "That's really weird. This never happened before." He said, "LCRA called. They're buying a big ad package, and they don't ever buy ad packages anywhere. And they said they just don't want an Aaron in your show, and they don't want you talking about them." And I said, "Well, that's the, who are they?" He goes, "Lower Colorado River Authority." I go, "Oh, yeah." So he didn't know who they were, really. I go, "Aren't they just the water?" I know it was a private group and doing all this. That's how into things they are, how they surveil. But there was an anti-New World Order show. And I was pretty smart then, not as informed as I am now. And I thought, oh, they're going to start advertising, and then in a month they're going to claim that they don't like my show. Sure, and I didn't say that to Mark Keister, but Keister, that's his name, walks up to me a month later and goes, "You know, they dropped their ad, and they said that you talked about them, and they're kind of mad." And I go, "Yeah, I didn't talk about them." But I said, "Now I know. I was right." So they were just trying to get some influence. I mean, these are serious people, folks. They're not playing games. They got men with machine guns that work for them. They're mafia.
They have a whole bunch of mobile command centers.
Oh, they're taking over, sir. Listen, the new world is private interests calling themselves government, going and buying politicians and taking over our country. It's the mafia that got smart and took over the government. Thanks for the call. And I wouldn't know who these slime bags were. Until I found out they were trying to get me off the air. They're worth tens of billions. They've got so much power. The city council for 2 years had their city council meetings there when they were building the new giant facility. And I didn't know who they were until they tried that. And they have bought up most of the water in Texas. They buy it up they do weird deals. They even get taxpayer money to do it. It's all incredible. And then they jack up prices afterwards. And just enjoy it. Enjoy paying more than what your water really costs. And enjoy having men with machine guns run around the parks and aim them at you. And just enjoy hell. All right. Enjoy your property being taken, too. Johnny in Vancouver, Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Basically, what I'm calling to tell you is... I'm in contact with a senior firefighter here in Vancouver, and this firefighter has told me that he's had 600 members of the fire departments throughout the city view martial law and loose change.
Oh, good.
He then goes to say that the minority now in Vancouver firefighters believe the official story. So
we had the majority of firefighters and even pose and take pictures with us. And
yeah.
The vast majority totally agreed with us, and the majority of police as well. I'd say 99% of the firefighters, 65%, 70% of the police.
So what I'm what
in New York.
What me and this member are trying to do is we want to stage a demonstration around the same time Rudolph Giuliani's in town for a little, I don't know, forum of some sort, kind of the same thing that Crystal did, and we want to make his stay as unpleasant as possible. But the thing is, we need to get as many firefighters involved, and we want them in uniform because we want the public to see that, you know.
Well, I think it's okay for firefighters to do that if they want, but they need to know unless, like, 30 or 40 of them do it, and then they can really sue, they're going to get fired.
Oh, you think so?
They are. The government's scared. They're criminals. They're mafia. And they know if their own people start stepping across the line and going public that it's going to explode on them, and they're going to all go to prison. I mean, these crooks are going for broke, but just let the firefighters know there's a good chance that if it's a bunch of them, they won't fire them.
No.
But they will mark down their names and try to demote them later. So I don't know if we need people on the inside. I mean, I think they should go public, but just be ready to be fired.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances if we get enough members involved that we were to raise funds to bring you here for a 24-hour period to actually be there? And, you know, have your megaphone.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing a lot of traveling. I mean, I got invited out to L.A. to talk to a couple thousand people and to show Terror Storm, and I'm not doing it probably.
Because we think that if we can make Vancouver somewhat of a...
Here's the big deal, sir. I'm not going to be screamed at and cussed at and grabbed on and told I'm filth trying to get into your country. I mean, if I had the government give me some type of, in fact, they told me that I had to have that to get back in, told me that I would not be molested, I might come in there. But, I mean, I don't think Canadians know that you're now known worldwide as the hardest to get mail into, the hardest to fly into. I mean, it's like the Soviet Russia.
Well, our plan is to basically influence all the other fire departments throughout North America to possibly do the same thing.
No, I understand. Keep it up, man. You're doing an excellent job. But, I mean, you're the leader. I don't think they didn't need me last night to confront Crystal. You don't need me to confront that snake. Hey, they can kill me. They can kill you, but they can't kill us all. Ideas are bulletproof. Johnny, keep it up. Cliff, James, Billy Bob, you're all up next. Tons of news as well. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. We're here live, back from 9 to midnight. often imitated, never duplicated. I wish people would duplicate what we're doing. More and more they are, actually. There's a lot of you out there, a lot smarter, a lot quicker, a lot better than I am. Don't count on me to do it. Get out there and confront the scum. Get out there and take action. Before I go to Cliff and James and Art and Alan and Eric and everybody else, if you believe in what we're doing, when you want powerful materials that will inform you and will inform your neighbors, your friends, your family, people in your community, if you want to join us in the information war, then please visit InfoWars.com in the secure, safe online video and bookstore and order Terror Storm, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, Loose Change Second Edition. All the books and videos that I've made, that I carry, there's getting to be a pretty big library. What, we got like over 100 things we carry in there now. Up on InfoWars.com. Every order gets a free citizen's rule book with it, little 69-page, 68-page color, a little booklet with all the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, jury nullification. Got these great wristbands now that say InfoWars.com, 9/11 was an inside job. It's a great way to start conversations with people. Just go peruse the specials and the different deals we have to offer at InfoWars.com. It's there waiting right now, and your purchase does make this broadcast and what we do here possible. You can also call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And finally, you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. They've overturned the Bill of Rights. It's still in force, but they claim it's gone. They are getting rid of the borders. They are destroying our sovereignty. They are going after your Second Amendment. Are you going to fight them? The foundation, the excuse they use for all of this, is the war on terror. You've got to expose that the people waging the war on terror are the terrorists. Do it or be enslaved. And the videos are the tools. Please get them. Cliff in Idaho. Cliff, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Doing there, Alex?
Good, sir.
I'm the guy that just didn't get on the other day, and he said to call back, and I could have about 5 minutes.
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Okay, anyhow, I was down at the Veterans Coliseum years ago, and I jumped John McCain about Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin, and I called him a liar right straight to his face. And that's, you know, after McNamara admitted that it was all a stage deal, and he admitted it, and then all the cars, you know. But anyhow, after that, that's when I filed that deal. You remember when the Patriot Act, they first passed the number one Patriot Act, and I filed a petition in a little town in Arizona to repeal it, and then I got outside, and they wouldn't let me on, and I was leaving. I made it about a block, and I got stopped by the FBI and an off-duty retired policeman. They tried to throw me and my partner in jail.
No, I remember, in fact, wasn't there even a blurb in the news about that? You lived in Arizona. That was in Arizona. That was 2 years ago.
You got it right.
That's again, folks, a man walked up with his six-year-old son to Cheney, who was walking down the street with Secret Service, and just said, I think the war is reprehensible, and I'm against it. And they never arrest you right there because they don't want to have the scene. They waited until he went down the street and arrested him and said, your words were an assault. And they tried to throw the book at him for assault, and the county refused. I mean, these people hate America. They hate freedom.
They tried everything they could do to find something on me and my partner to throw us in jail. And that, you know, but lucky I got out of it, you know, because they didn't have nothing on me. But something like to express, too, to all the military and the policemen out there. You know, I was in special ops. And I think that what we ought to do, we're being destroyed from within.
I'm going to have to let you finish on the other side. We'll be back in 70 seconds. We'll let Cliff finish. We'll go to James.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.